Welcome to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. My name is Jack Budd, and today I will be talking to you all about sandhill cranes and their presence in the Kachemak Bay area. If you hadn't had the pleasure of viewing these magnificent long-necked and long-legged birds, don't fret as the wait is finally over. Sandhill cranes are officially in Homer, as the first flock was spotted over the post office near Bishop Beach on April 12th, and many others have been slowly trickling into the Homer area over the last several weeks. The cranes we find in Homer are a particular group of lesser sandhill cranes, known as the Pacific Flyway population. This migratory group is made up of nearly 25,000 birds that spend the winter months feeding in Northern California and stay along the North Pacific coast as they make their way up to the Kenai Peninsula region in April, where they will reside through the summer months. This migration process is no small feat for these hardy birds, yet they make it seem like a breeze. Sandhill cranes are extremely strong flyers that can reach elevations of up to 13,000 feet mid-flight, and have been noted to travel up to 400 miles in a single day during their migrations. Their exact departure date from their winter grounds is dependent on several factors, weather being chief among them, as they have been noted to be primarily fair weather and daylight migrants. Sandhill crane presence in Homer also marks the beginning of their breeding and roosting period. Female cranes typically lay their eggs upon arrival to their summer grounds, constructing nests made of large mounds of vegetation located along the edges of freshwater marshlands. Their clutches usually consist of 1 to 3 eggs, which take around a month to hatch. Crane hatchlings, known as colts, are precocial, meaning they are able to walk and feed themselves within a day of hatching. And in fact, it only takes about 2 months until these hatchlings are entirely independent from their parents. Sandhill cranes are often spotted in pairs. This is because breeding pairs mate for life, which is around 20 years, and will stay together year-round. If you are particularly interested in finding sandhill cranes, you will most likely hear them before you see them. Their loud, rattling bugle calls should notify you of their location. However, if that doesn't work, they can often be spotted flying overhead in V-shaped formations, moving from feeding to roosting sites. Their primary habitat is open grasslands and freshwater marshland feeding grounds, making locations such as Beluga Lake a great vista for crane viewing. Driving out of town on East End Road has many open fields, with cranes that often frequent them. Also, the Inspirational Ridge Preserve is a known local hotspot for crane sightings. Many cranes can also be found within the city of Homer itself, often displaying fairly tame behavior and are not timid when it comes to feeding and investigating people's yards and residences. As they can often be found in neighborhoods moving between lawns, pay careful attention as you drive to avoid these camouflage birds. Alongside natural predators, such as coyotes and eagles, domestic dogs can also be a major threat to sandhill cranes. In this time of year, and particularly around nesting areas such as Beluga Slough, please keep all dogs on leash and give these summer visitors the space they need. This is Jack Budd. This has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.